Absolutely horrified and very angry, Ella, with the news that broke the other day. Irish farmers are really upset, and I personally, you know, I think it's something that we can really do without at this stage. At the start of 2013, when it's sort of all hands to the pump and driving on Irish agriculture, to have a scare like this, I think it's absolutely disgraceful.
You were at a farm meeting last night here in Tullamore. What's the reaction from other farmers?
Irish farmers are very much up in arms. They feel, you know, their livelihoods are at risk. There's a huge issue there with the Irish product being sold out worldwide. In this day of global media, you know, at an instance, these food scares can just hit the screens, and we're very much afraid of what the repercussions of all of this will bring to us.
Do you think that Irish farmers are being blamed by the public?
Oh, absolutely worried, extremely worried, because there can be a backlash to this from consumers. And, you know, I think consumers have been deceived by all of this. The whole issue of labelling is very much an area that needs to be looked upon. Irish farming organisations for a long number of years now have been looking for clarity in all of this. It's not happening, and maybe this is a wake-up call now. Hopefully we won't pay a huge price for it.
Have there been any changes in beef prices in the last few days as a consequence of what has happened?
Yes, we have noticed now this week there has been a softening. We would hope, you know, that there's no agenda behind all of this. These scares that when they break, you would wonder, is because product raw material is becoming too dear. It also begs the question then, why do they have to import in other meats from abroad when we have an abundance of it in this country? You know, we could well do with all of the markets that we can get. So why are we importing meat into this country?
We're told all the time that Ireland has a world-class food regulatory system. Mm. At farm level, that's where it starts. What kind of inspections are you subject to here?
We, and like all our fellow farmers, suffer the full rigours of department inspections. At a moment's notice, we have an inspector coming into our yard. He inspects animal welfare, what we're feeding our animals, what we're treating our animals if some of them fall ill, and how we protect the environment. So we are constantly being monitored and checked. And if we make a mistake, we are penalised heavily for that. And our single farm payment, which is directly comes from Europe, is very much the stick that hangs over us. If we make a mistake, unknowingly sometimes, you know, we suffer severely because of that.
Are you confident that there are sticks hanging over whoever is responsible for what has happened here or
no,
not?
No, we think, Ella, that is the weakness in the system. You know, we have long been sort of demanding this clarity on labelling. It's not there. I read recently that there's a derisory fine there for inconclusive labelling. A lot of these major firms make huge profits. And I think a small sum like this would be a small price for them to pay. Having said that, you know, that all needs to be looked at. Our livelihoods are very much at stake. Our world markets are at stake. And I think if there is culprits found there, they have to be penalised severely for it.
Some people suggest that this is a result of pushing costs down and profits up, that this is about cheap food. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, cheap food, and I'm afraid the retailers probably have to hold their hands up a little bit in this respect as well. They've been constantly looking for a cheap food policy. We never had a fear that consumers would pay a fair price for good quality food. Consumers do not like to be deceived. And at the end of the day, we would hope that there's no sort of connection between the two, between this sort of irregularity and a cheap food policy by some supermarkets.
We don't have a code of practice for retailers in Ireland. It is something that Irish farmers have been quite vocal about. Mm-hmm. Do you expect that this will go back on the agenda now or not?
I think it has to. Code of practice, absolutely. We need a code of practice. Irish farmers have been asking for this code of practice for a long number of years. It's something that we now demand because we can see what can happen virtually overnight.